This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 2 months ago. They're trading at around 65 cents a share. We're talking about Cannabidics Pharmaceuticals, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CNBX. And with us today is the CEO. We're very lucky to have him on the show today is Eyal Barad. Eyal, welcome to the show. Give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Hi, Everett. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here. Cannabidics Pharmaceuticals started about 5 years ago, and today mostly focused on the palliative and anti-tumor effects of cannabinoids with cancer. So we're truly focused on cancer and both the side effects as well as the actually anti-tumor properties of the cannabinoids, which we found to be effective in our studies.
You know, I've had a lot of pharmaceutical cannabinoids and marijuana companies come on my show, but no one has really talked about the cannabinoids in cancer treatment can be. And I want to know what your overall goal is to cure something like that.
Well, we started a study about 4 years ago in one of the leading science universities in Israel, where we did a drug sensitivity with various cannabinoids on various cancers. And this is what got us going, because we found that various ratios of different cannabinoids have different apoptotic effects on different cancers. So this kind of got our scientists questioning. We wrote out patents around that subject, and we developed a lab in Israel specifically for that. It's a latest in precision medicine technology. We do high throughput screening on cancer cells after they've been dosed with various cannabinoids. And then we collect all that information through data and imaging that we take and analyze it. So we hope to one day, be able to actually find specific combinations for specific cancers and specific people.
I also understand you guys are doing a pilot study of anorexia. Where are you at on that process?
Well, actually, we just we summarized the first process of that part of that clinical trial. The results were actually given at a speech by Dr. Bargil from the Rambam Medical Hospital in Haifa last week in Israel at the CanX conference. We actually found decent results that are very enticing us to go on to the next level and expand that study. But overall, what we did find is that in cachexia and anorexia patients, we were able to improve appetite and cause some weight gain and overall improvement in life quality for the patient. So we are very, very excited about that.
Your partnership with CDU and a new lab, can you bring us up to speed and why them?
Well, CDU has developed an automated robot for growing personalized medical marijuana in people's homes. And we find that very exciting because, one, we are able to tap in and collect a whole bunch of data from people and get involved in actually seeing what different strains are and how they are affecting different people. One of the visions that we have together is taking that to the next stage, which taking it from the personalized into a more modular commercial product. They're working on a 40-foot container that's all fully self-automated with all three cycles of the growing cycle. So what that would enable us to do is have consistent, sustainable product worldwide because of the conditions that we know they're growing on. So that's where we're heading with that.
You know, we hear a lot about AI, artificial intelligence, and its applications. What do you think their applications are going to do for the cannabinoid research that you guys are doing?
Well, we see today, most of medicine today is realizing the power of the data, and a lot of drug discovery companies are moving very swiftly into analyzing big data and being able to come up with specific medications for specific diseases or otherwise. And cannabis creates a very big challenge on that now, because there are many cannabinoids, of which we are not familiar with all of them. And when we say cancer, cancer is not just one disease. It's many, many, many different diseases. So the challenge is, if I give you an example, when we do the high throughput screening, if we are actually doing drug sensitivity tests and putting different cannabinoids on different cancer cells and then taking images, and these images are then analyzed for maybe 8,000 different parameters, and then all that data has to be taken, analyzed, it's a huge challenge. So that's where it's going.
My guest today is A.L. Barad, CEO of Cannabinoids Pharmaceuticals, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the OTCQB, under the ticker symbol CNBX. Very undervalued in my eyes at 65 cents a share. You know, you guys did a direct offering of $7.5 million. Why that much, if you will, and what are you going to use those funds for?
Well, it's a great question. We just finalized that round. We have a lot on our plate. We have big plans to continue to build out our cannabinoid library. We want to add more expertise on our staff across different fields in what we're doing. We want to advance our clinical studies and put more into place. We're working on developing other palliative products besides our slow-release tablet that we have currently selling in Colorado in the U.S. So we have big plans ahead, and of course we're looking to find anti-tumor properties and maybe come up with specific medicine for that.
Recent legislation, and especially in Canada, just got passed, I think, October the 17th.
Uh-huh.
How is that going to impact the medical cannabis market in your eyes?
Well, I think, it's another step in legitimizing our work. We feel very fortunate what we're doing today. A few years back, we couldn't imagine being able to do this. We've been licensed by the Ministry of Health in Israel for 4 or 5 years now to do R&D with cannabinoids, which has enabled us to take big steps and even be leaders in the field before other countries. Canada is quickly catching up. I mean, we see that there will be pressure on the U.S., I think, to come into the game. FDA approval of the Epidiolex a few months back, I think, has done a lot of good for the industry to legitimize the medical properties of cannabis and allow things to move forward. So I see it, it's one brick at a time, but we're slowly making that impact. And I think more and more people are waking up to the medicinal properties of cannabinoids. And I think it's gonna be good future for all of us.
We're starting to run out of time, but I do want to ask you this. What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, really, how passionate and excited we are what we're doing. I mean, cancer is one of the leading causes of death. I think the second leading cause of death. Not many companies out there. Maybe we're the only ones, and we have a panel around specifically targeting that. We felt very fortunate to be able to do that, and we hope to continue to bring good news.
I want to thank you for stopping by the show today. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. For my listeners, take a look at them. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CNBX. Very undervalued here at 65 cents. Mr. Barad, I want to thank you for your time. You can always come back on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.